The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a chamber concert featuring works about unrequited love, a documentary performance artwork about life in a Mexican border town, a concert of seasonal music by an all-star ensemble of acoustic roots musicians, a communal, interactive new music holiday parade, and a whole lot more. Works by Saint-Saëns and César Franck, and the object of their mutual love, Augusta Holmes, are on tap in L'Amour Toujours, a chamber concert at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 6 p.m. as part of the Close Encounters with Music series. Musicians in the concert include pianist Roman Rabinovich, violinist Diana Cohen, Sarah McElravy, and Julian Rocklin, and Close Encounters artistic director cellist Yehuda Hanani. Theater Mitu's multimedia performance work Juarez, a documentary mythology, which explores the juxtaposition of the neighboring border communities of Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, one a hot zone of the drug cartel wars, the other the self-proclaimed safest large city in America, will be staged at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Led by Juarez-born and raised founding artistic director Ruben Polendo, Theater Mitu's company members condensed hundreds of hours of interviews and field recordings from both cities. Drawing on their research, Juarez, a documentary mythology, illuminates the region's memories, hopes, and fears. Violinist and acoustic music legend Daryl Anger brings his annual holiday music program this year, featuring banjo genius Tony Trischka and singer-songwriter Emmy Phelps, to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. The concert will feature an all-star cast of string musicians in a multi-generational musical experience, focusing on the spirit of midwinter and the turning of the year. Speaking of midwinter, Unsilent Night, an interactive, communal, seasonally themed new music work by composer Phil Klein, will make its Hudson, New York debut as part of the city's 20th anniversary Winter Walk celebration on Saturday at 5 p.m. Originally created as a work for boomboxes when it debuted in New York City's Greenwich Village in 1992, Klein's ethereal holiday street parade has been updated for the digital era with its own app that can stream to smartphones and wireless speakers. The sum effect of a community performance of this work is that of a mobile sound sculpture, which is unique from every listener's perspective. And isn't that always the case? I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.